Sunday, November 17th, 2019, Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal. We just heard the title track from a self-released choir record called I'm Still Free to Serve the Lord by the Northview Heights Youth Choir. And looks to be from the 1970s. I guess a search would probably reveal where this church probably was. But right now, I don't know. I'm going to definitely say the Midwest. But that's it. Anyway, thanks again for tuning in. We're going to hear tracks from a couple records today. We're going to hear a great long sermon excerpt. Actually, probably the whole sermon, rather, by Johnny Jones, the Hurricane, Reverend Johnny L. Jones, his Do Your Thing record for Jewel, just amazing. Really interesting family gospel group called the Keene Family, K-E-E-N-E, who had really interesting arrangements, including saxophone. And we're going to hear a bunch of this amazing record, the Bethlehem Temple, the Bethlehem Healing Temple, It's Going to Rain, out of Chicago. The Bethlehem Healing Temple released a couple records that are just really neat. So we're going to be in church today for sure. Congregational recordings, mostly some studio with the Keene family. But mostly we're going to be in church. And right now, let's hear a little bit of the Keene family and then Johnny L. Jones, then Bethlehem Healing Temple, I think. We'll see. Thanks again for tuning in.
My surrender. I've given up all. My Savior so dear, and His bravest I ever will see. And though all of this world shall forsake me while here, to my Savior I ever will cling. Way.
Today I would like to call your attention to the 24th chapter of Luke, first through the third verses.
All right. Amen.
Now, upon the first day of the week,
all right,
very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. Subject, do your thing. Do your thing. Isaac Hayes, as most of you know, made this song popular. Do your thing. This subject has a good meaning if you interpret life correctly. It tells one to do your thing. Why don't you say amen? You live in a world where you ought to know how to do something. Y'all ought to say amen. You're a pitiful person if you're here and don't know how to do anything. So he says, do your thing. Why don't y'all pray with me? Listen to the words of this song. If the music make you move, cause you dig the groove, groove on. Say amen. Groove on. If you feel like you want to love under the stars above, then love on. Say amen, church. Love on. Under the stars above. If there's something that you want to say and talking is the only way, then rap on. Rap on. Cause whatever you do, or if you do it, you got to do your thing. You know, I want to preach here today. I only had a praying church. If you feel like you want to scream, cause that your way of letting off steam, then scream on. God knows I want to preach it. Amen. If you feel like you want to sing, cause singing is your thing, then sing on. Y'all ought to pray with me here today. If you want to make love all night long, and if you feel it's right, then ride. Say amen. Yes. You feel it's right. It may get you in trouble, but just ride on. God knows I want to preach it today. Cause whatever you do, all you got to do, your thing. Do your thing. We live in a world where we ought to do our thing. God has blessed the black man with many gifts. But one of the things that I'm afraid of, Brother Julian Bond, see you here, representative. I'm afraid that too many black people are trying to act like the white people. Why don't you pray with me? What we ought to make up in our own hearts and minds, that we are not going to do the white man's thing, but we are going to do our own thing. You know I want to preach here. If I only had a praying church. Yes, it's all right to do your thing if doing your thing is a good thing. Am I right about it? It's not right to do your thing if doing your thing is going to get you in trouble. Hold me a little while, church. Some of us are doing our things when we get drunk. Take injection in our arm. And beat up everybody we see. See, this is the wrong thing. If doing your thing is going to get you in trouble,
come on with it.
Then don't do your thing.
Come on with it.
Some people are doing that thing when they stay out all night long. Dancing all night long on the barroom floor. That's not a good thing to do.
Come on with it, preacher.
Isaac Hayes wrote this song because he was trying to make a hit.
Come on with it, preacher.
Which he did make a hit. But in these songs, you got to look into them. And see what's right and see what's wrong. It's all right to do your thing.
Come on with it, preacher.
But before you do your thing, you better look into it and see is it the right thing.
Come on with it, preacher.
Come God on. Knows I feel like preaching anyway. If doing your thing means that you're going to end up with the illegitimate child in your arms, you better not do that thing.
Come on with it, preacher.
Am I right about it? Some people are doing that thing when they're breaking peace. Some people are doing that thing when they walk on the corner all night long. I advise you not to do your thing. Some people are doing that thing when they are stealing.
Come on with it.
Breaking in places and robbing places.
Come on with it,
preacher. Why don't y'all hold me a little while? While I try to preach my God's word. Ursha came to see me on last night and he just stayed in my house 15 minutes. And when he went back out there, somebody had stolen his battery. Why don't y'all pray with me? Some of us are doing our thing when we're stealing.
Come on with it, preacher.
When we are robbering. When we are somewhere trying to take somebody else's husband.
Come on with it, preacher.
When we are somewhere trying to take somebody else's wife.
Come on with it.
God told me to tell you today that it's all right to do your thing. But before you do it, you better look into it. And see is it right. Well, I know a lot of people who were doing that thing. But they ended up in trouble.
Come on with it, preacher.
They've ended up with 10 or 15 years in front of them. And I'm here today to tell you that you can get in more trouble in 2 minutes. And you can get out of the rest of your life. I want to preach here today. If I only had a prayer church.
Come on with it.
Why not do your thing for God? Why not do your thing for God? If the Lord has blessed you with a talent to sing,
come on with it.
Then you ought to sing for God. You know what? If the Lord has blessed you with a talent to pray, you ought to pray until your soul gets happy.
Yeah.
Am I right about it?
Yeah.
If the Lord has blessed you with the gift to do good deeds to others,
yeah.
You ought to do good deeds to somebody else.
Yeah.
God knows I feel like preaching here today. If the Lord has blessed you with the gift to do unto others, as you would have them to do unto you, you ought to do this every day of your life. And the Lord will always make a way for you. For when the Lord has blessed you with talents to sing, and with a talent to pray, you ought to do all you can. Am I right about it? I remember when Jesus was in the Bible. He saw three men a long way. First man under him, and he said, I have 5 talents that I want to place in your hand. And he called the other man and said, I have 2 talents.
According to their own ability.
Oh, I wish.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is done.
Yes.
We believe on the Son.
Yes, yes, yes.
Do you believe Him?
Yes.
Do you believe Him?
Yes.
Do you believe Him?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Do you believe Him?
Hallelujah.
Thank God. Thank God. God is a good God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I believe I'll go back home. I believe
I'll go back home.
From home.
Yes.
Go on back home and acknowledge you done wrong. You husband that's been laying out since Friday night. You wasn't home since Friday. You wasn't there Saturday. And it's Sunday and you ain't been home yet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell every devil in hell, I believe I'll
go back home.
And throws your little children down. Ain't paying them no attention. You've been out there, here and yonder. The neighbors are looking after them, and some of them are by themselves. Get up and go home. Get up and go home. For God Almighty put His hand on you. Thank you, Jesus. God looking down at how you're doing. Man, God looking at how you treat your wife. Woman, God looking at how you treat your husband. God looking at how you throw your little children down. That home needs attention. Thank you, Jesus. If I was you, you know what I'd say? I believe I'd
go back.
You done lost all your money. You done gambled it all away. And listen, man, don't go back there mad. Your wife didn't cause you to lose it.
That's right.
And you're going back there mad now. To jump on her for spite. Don't you do that. Listen, I'm talking to you.
Hallelujah.
You got it in your mind now. You're mad because you lost your money.
Yes.
Get up and come on by Bethlehem Healing Temple.
Glory.
Get baptized in Jesus' name so you can get the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Before you get there. And then you can go on in there and acknowledge you done wrong.
Yes.
Ain't nothing to say but wife, I didn't do right.
Yes.
Ain't nothing to say but husband, I didn't do right.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Off with another man.
Oh.
What you doing off with that man? Your little children's at home. Get up and go home to your little children. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. God is looking at you. And God is angry. And God is tired. God is weary. He's weary with our wicked ways. And he wants you to get saved and change your way of doing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, reason why so many people are sick? They won't go back and acknowledge they've done wrong. Thank you, Jesus. Hospitals are laying full. Because God said, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he reap. Whatever he sowed, he's going to reap it. You can mistreat your wife if you want to. You're going to reap it. You can mistreat your husband if you want to. You're going to reap it. Many parents are suffering for the way they treated their little children. My Lord. My Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I never shall forget the day.
Yeah.
When Jesus washed my sins away.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing that you can do. Devil too.
Yeah.
Ah. If you want to get to heaven like anybody else,
yeah.
You gotta treat your neighbor like you do yourself.
Come on in this house now. It's gonna rain.
Come on in this house.
Come on in your.
Yeah.
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 Come on in your.
around 120 years. He told them, stop your gambling, stop your lying, stop your stealing, it's gonna rain. Oh, it had never rained on earth before. Nobody had never seen a rain. People looked at Noah and said, oh, foolish Noah, and got so, tell he don't know what he's talking about. Glory, but God said, Noah, go out and get your wood, Noah. I want you to build up. I'm going to tell you how to build it. And when you build it, I'll tell you how big to build it. Tell you how many windows to put in. Noah, never rained before, but it's gonna rain now. My Lord. Noah said, come on in. So Noah, get two of everything. Two mules, two horses. My God, my God. Hallelujah. What are you doing? Two snakes. Two cows, two skunks, two cats. What are you doing? I'm gonna rain. I'm gonna sit down and rain. Oh, men's sins have come up before me. And I'm sorry that I made man. I'm gonna put the rain down. Get rid of that man. Come on in the ark now.
It's gonna rain.
Hallelujah. 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 decided that we want to hear what he got to... We want to hear what he got to say. Nora! Will you tell us what was that you was talking about a month ago when we were so busy playing cards we didn't have time to listen? My God. Nora, open the door! Nora says, I can't open it. He done come down from heaven and locked up the door. I told you! Come on in off! Always. You got to meet an almighty God. Man, it doesn't matter how handsome you are. You're never too handsome to stand before the almighty God. Death, don't know how much money you got. death. Don't know nothing about your popularity. Why don't you get up somewhere? You got to be saved. Bethlehem Healing Temple here is open every night in the week. 12 South Oakley Boulevard. Every night in the week. Every day in the week. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, my darling ones. You can't live always. It doesn't matter how much medicine you take. You're not going to live always. The door is going to be locked. Nora couldn't open it. God didn't trust Nora. Some of his friends might have come and he'd looked out and said, oh, yes, you the one. That's my good friend. I will let you in. But God locked the door from the outside and took the key. My. Children are dying. Men and women are dying. And it's time for you to come on in the house. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You need to come in.
Yes.
You need to be saved.
Yes.
You belong to church, but you're not saved.
Oh, Jesus.
You got religion, but you're still sinning.
Amen.
Listen, when God's holy power touches your back.
Buked in Scorn, the Gospel Radio Hour. Thank you so much for tuning in. I don't know how well this microphone is picking things up, but my dog has a treat right now that he is consuming, and you might hear that in the background, be confused. So maybe now you're less confused. We started off this long set of Buked in Scorn, the Gospel Radio Hour, with gospel music by the Keene family, My Surrender and I Surrender It All. Then we heard Do Your Thing. Wonderful, wonderful in situ recording, Reverend Johnny L. the Hurricane Jones. Unmesswithable. His LPs on Jewel are great. And Dust to Digital did a compilation of, I believe, more recent recordings that they made. I think that's what it was. We've just heard It's Going to Rain by the Bethlehem Healing Temple. And we're going to end with the rest of that side. So we heard Evangelist Maddie B. Poole leading Prayer of Faith. Hallelujah, It's Done. I believe I'll go back home, Lily of the Valley, and a bit of It's Going to Rain. We're now going to end with that bit of It's Going to Rain. Thanks so much for tuning in to Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. I hope you have a great week and see you next week.
You speak in other tongues, things will change. Come on in.
Come on in the old now. It's going to rain.